here's a story from The World.
Meanwhile, some 10 miles north of Minneapolis, protesters gathered again last night outside a police station in the suburb of Brooklyn Center. That's where a white police officer shot and killed a black man, 20-year-old Dante Wright, just over a week ago. Wright's killing has presented a major challenge to Brooklyn Center Mayor Mike Elliott. He emigrated from Liberia as a child and has been leading the city since 2019. Mayor Elliott says the city is bracing for the verdict in the Chauvin case.
People are reckoning with what's happened. And we're, you know, seeing people who are nervous about what may happen if the verdict goes one way or the other. People are on edge, anticipating what the jury is going to come back with. We hope that it is a result that speaks to justice for George Floyd and for his daughter and for his family and for all of us.
Can you tell me a bit about your city? I do know that Brooklyn Center has evolved over the years demographically, and today it's a pretty diverse place. What is it like today?
We are the most diverse city in Minnesota. We have large populations from Africa, Liberia, Nigeria, Ghana. We also have folks from East Africa, Somalia, and Kenya. And then we have rather sizable Asian population as well, mainly from people who are Hmong or Vietnamese. And then we also have people who originally built their homes in Brooklyn Center and still live there. So we have this wonderful mix of people living side by side. There are no areas of Brooklyn Center that are segregated. We have on any given block a very good mix of people from those backgrounds that I mentioned.
I mean, Mayor Elliott, it does stand in contrast to how Brooklyn Center began, originally founded by a man who went on to be a key player in the Minnesota KKK. How are residents today reflecting on that history? I mean, is that fact even well known? Is it something that people in Brooklyn Center are thinking about today and maybe even grappling with?
Well, let's see. Several months ago, the Brooklyn Center City Council took a vote to rename the landmarks that are named after Sheriff Earl Brown. And we're grappling with that in real time. I think we're finding our way through that history. He's always been someone who had previously really been celebrated throughout the community. The name of our annual parade had been named after him. The elementary school was named after him until recently when the school district school board took a vote to change the name of the school. It's essential, if we're all going to move together into the future, that we address that rather ugly past.
You came to the U.S., as I said, with your family when you were 11. You fled violence in Liberia. Is there anything from that time in your life, Mr. Mayor, that has impacted how you're thinking about what Brooklyn Center is facing today or how you're thinking about change as mayor?
Experiencing conflict in the form of civil war, watching government break down, watching a democracy break down, and watching people who felt not heard take up arms and come against the government. Because I have seen and have experienced that turmoil, that what happens when certain groups of people are locked out of government or feel as though their voices aren't heard, you know, I take the approach during this current crisis that law enforcement who are responding to protesters and rioters, and of course, Dr. King said, a riot is the voice of the unheard, if I'm paraphrasing. I take the approach that we need to address protesters in a way that allows them a channel to make their voices heard. That is, I think, critically important to maintaining a democracy and maintaining stability, in fact. And so we have taken the stance that protesters need to be treated humanely. In fact, recently during the protests, even though I issue a curfew, law enforcement decided not to enforce the curfew, not to go out and do mass arrest and allow the people who were protesting peacefully to continue the protest. And we ended the night with zero arrests, no, you know, rubber bullets, no tear gas. It wasn't necessary. And so my experience in Liberia, growing up, running from place to place during the Civil War, trying to find food, trying to find shelter, puts me in touch spiritually with the people who are experiencing trauma at the hands of state violence, really. Even me as a black man, even though I'm an elected official, you know, I still have that terror whenever I'm driving and I, you know, see law enforcement. And I can't tell you how many black people in the United States feel that way. it's a troubling feeling, and it's one that's not shared by many other people except for Black people. And that state of terror is something that we cannot and we should not any longer tolerate.
I'm speaking with Mike Elliott. He's the mayor of Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. At your inauguration in 2019, you thanked your grandmother for what she did for you in Liberia during those times of strife there. What did she do for you? What can you tell us about her?
My grandmother, when she heard that the Civil War was ensuing in Liberia, came to our home in Monrovia and took me and my older cousin with her back to our village because she figured we'd be safest there. And so during that entire time, she served as, you know, a guide and a protector. I remember so many nights we went without eating. And whenever we got food, I remember my grandmother taking one or two bites of the food and taking a piece of cloth in Liberia. It's called a lapa. The women wear it around their waist, but she would tie her stomach tight to keep the hunger pains away while she gave my cousin and I the food to eat. So she's just such an amazing woman. We would walk through the forest at night with all the gunfire and the missiles flying above head. So, you know, I've seen conflict, I've seen turmoil, and I've experienced it. And, you know, I want to make sure I keep my community safe and intact. And I want to do it in a way that allows those unheard voices to be heard. Because if we don't do that, I know what happens. You know, those voices find other means of being heard. And it isn't always what we would like to see.
Mike Elliott is the mayor of Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. Thank you very much for speaking with us today, Mr. Mayor.
All right. Thanks, Marco.
From PRX.